B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Gronk in motion to the right with a quick flip out to the left of court. Makes the catch. Runs to the five. Spinning inside the three. And diving for first and goal to go. Across the two.
Flash. Da-da. Da-da. That's the way you do it right there. Little slant to the left side. It's a quickie out to him. I'm covered. Flash. Da-da.
All right, we play that for Josh Gordon, who is apparently working out at TB12, right, so?
Yes, correct.
What are you doing there?
Just getting his massages, getting his individual balance drills done.
His team really is huge on massage, huh?
Pliability training.
Pliability training.
Yeah.
Keeping him fresh. Make sure that hammy doesn't come back. Quad and hammy. He's got all the gear. Got the shirts on. Tweeting out yesterday, God is good. He's in a happy place.
Instagram is obviously where it's at.
Yep. Brady chirping on Instagram, too, at Gronkowski.
Flash.
Da-da. Master of the universe.
Has put up some photographic evidence of him being at TB12 and working out at TB12.
They've expanded. Jesus.
And they, yeah.
Hey, they blew out the other side of that thing. I knew they weren't plans to do that, but it looks good in there.
And he's wearing his sixth Super Bowl shirt.
Yeah, six.
Which is funny. I didn't see him in the game on Super Bowl Sunday.
Nope.
But
he gets a ring. He's played 11 games, man.
All right, so he's in and around town, and he's working out at TB12 with Tom Brady. Okay. What is that supposed to mean? What are we supposed to take this as?
That I'm focused back on football.
That he's committed to football?
For now, yeah.
And for most of the time, he's not?
You know how I feel on this one. I'm ready to move on.
No, this isn't even about Josh Gordon and his substance abuse issues. This is about Josh Gordon, the football player. He was never really committed, they felt, in Cleveland. They felt like he never really put in the work. Jason Cole reported at the time, Josh Gordon doesn't love football. He said that. Yeah. They've said that about him since going back to Baylor. He's not into it.
Well, to be fair to him, the way he looks at it when he was acquired to come here, what was the mind state? What was his state of mind? Where was he at football-wise? How much work did he put in over the summer? Now you're being suspended when you're activated. Whoa, the Eagle's in the building. Remember that one? The bird has landed.
Right.
Yeah, does he work? Is he in shape? Todd Haley, is he in shape, Hugh? So you get him in now. Okay, everything's reset, right? It's a new season. League year begins. You start anew again in the offseason. How's your body feel? And obviously he's a workout freak. He likes to work out. I don't know. The entire offseason under his belt. I mean, it's risk again. I don't like this type of risk. I don't. I just thought they'd move in a different direction.
I don't either. I don't love the risk, but I also...
I just think it's a different offense when he's in there. It's almost like they try to force it or force feed it to him.
By the way, I'm not against him having him on the team and trying to bring him
I'm
back.
I'm not either. I'm not against that, but to make him an integral part of it where he's the focal point. Like to labor again to get him the ball. Because I think it takes him a while to get in the route. I just got done talking about that DK Metcalf kid. Reminds me of him. Not a great cone drill by Metcalf at the combine, which tells me he's so damn big, hard to move in those little spaces. Good DBs, they get their hands on you.
Are you sort of curious, though, about that Tom Brady's interest in Josh Gordon? Are you not curious about that at all?
Not really, because the guy's a freak. And when you're standing there and you throw the ball to somebody and it's like, it's almost like probably not visions of, but you get reminded of like how good Randy Moss was. Like Brady will never throw to anybody.
All right, like Josh Gordon is a talented football player and had some catches here and put up, some games that were good. But is there anything that he did in his time here that would make Tom Brady take a personal interest in him making sure he gets him back on the field next year? Did you see that? Were Brady feeling like I have to have this guy?
No.
That's why I'm just sort of interested in why the publicity for the TB12? Why what's with that yesterday?
I don't know.
Is that because some sort coaches... of sell job for TB12? Look, we can take a football player who's not even interested in playing football, and he loves TB12 so much and loves our method so much, he's locked in.
Hey, here's a shirt.
I don't know. Just the TB12 angle always raises an eyebrow.
Yeah, I understand why it does, too. And also, coaches, I think, are
my suspicions.
Coaches are, en route back from the combine. So combine wraps up. So maybe not a lot of people in-house underneath, and maybe Josh needs that around. Maybe the person that is working closely with him, not Tom Brady, whether it was like the Easterby cat or whoever the next guy's going to be. Hey, Josh, you're at the hotel. I'm picking you up. We're going to TB12. We're going to get a workout in there. We'll get you your massage. I know your leg's still sore. We're going to work out there today. Then it could be 4 days at the I don't know what the plan is. There's reports he's down in Florida doing it. So, I mean, he could be all over the place. Maybe it's the first time he ever went in there. Look at this. I like this.
Could be. Could be the first time he ever stepped foot in there.
Smells nice in here. Look at these nice big barn doors. Got the smoke glass. I got a free shirt. TB12, 6 on it. Oh, I want 7. Give me 7. I don't know. Yeah, it seems like I think yesterday was a good day for Josh Gordon.
You do?
Yeah, personally.
Based on a couple pictures of him.
Well, hey, you tweeting out stuff. God is good. You're feeling good. You're working out. You're Tom's place. Yeah, still part of something.
Phil in Rhode Island on Josh Gordon. Hey, Phil.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hi. Is this?
Hey, Scott Zolak, how are you?
Go ahead.
Good. Hey, I heard that Josh Gordon's down in Gainesville, Florida, playing, working out.
Probably was.
Yeah, we heard that as well.
Oh, okay. No, because I didn't know if he was...
I mean, they have personnel all over the place, okay? They're out, they got scouts, they got handlers, they have places where you could send guys specifically to for workouts, like out in Arizona.
Hey, a week ago, he may have been in Gainesville working out. Yesterday, he was in Foxborough.
Yep.
Not unheard of. Airplanes.
Yeah, nobody said he was at TB12 every day working out here.
You can travel.
Yeah. Yep.
We did get an email, by the way.
Oh, we did?
I
like emails.
So there's also people that are saying that the pictures of him tagging TB12 were not actually taken at TB12 and that gym that you see is actually in Gainesville, by the way.
Yeah, because it looks like a different TB12 interior than what I'm used to seeing.
Maybe it is. Maybe they just mailed him a T-shirt.
No, but I do know they were expanding there. So maybe it's different. I don't know. I haven't been in there in a while.
I don't know either. So maybe he's not in Foxborough, not at TB12. These pictures are just tagged with TB12, and he's not there.
What? Does it really matter? The guy's working out. He's
here's
out
another
stuff.
One. Wait. One of the pictures in the story does have Numa Speed tagged in it. Numa Speed. So that's going to be a facility as well. Right?
Nice. Very nice.
Let's see. Yep. Gainesville.
It's like the whole Bradley Cooper thing all over again.
There you go. Yeah. That's the place.
Numa
Speed.
Nice.
Training to make you a pro athlete, designed for all ages.
Fast.
Well, it would seem that Numa Speed and TB12 would be sort of competitors.
Yeah.
In the same field.
I think it's to make you. I think Brady's more of to make you feel better, more of like recovery.
By the way, I didn't know
sports
this.
Sports therapy.
I didn't
it's
know
not
this
sports
part.
Speed.
Ryan emailed us. Josh Gordon's bio on Instagram.
Yeah,
is Super Bowl 53 champion.
Oh, he is. He's still part of your team,
technically. Yeah,
that's his bio.
Yeah,
Super Bowl 53 champion.
Yep.
Yeah,
that is.
So I don't know if there was a story up with this on Pro Football Talk.
What do you want to tweet? The championship.
The tweet is not there anymore. The tweet saying he's working out at TB12 is not there anymore.
Oh, they pulled down the tweet.
I don't see the tweet right now. I don't know if it's gone. I don't know where it went, but I know that's where I saw it earlier today.
Look at that. Super Bowl 53 champion. This is what his bio says.
I mean, most of the players switched to
Does the man have no shame? I mean, what is that?
Champ.
Well, it's nothing. What are you talking about? Nothing to be ashamed of. How dare you? Since when should you be ashamed of being a Super Bowl champion, Beetle?
He wasn't there.
Oh, he's not Aaron Hernandez. He's not Aaron freaking Hernandez here. He didn't commit a crime. He went to seek help, but he helped you play in 11 games.
It's not the first thing I would put on my bio. If I were a player in his position.
I understand you're saying it, but
feels
at least
like that wasn't exactly
games.
Earned.
Right.
Has he really earned that ring? Did he really earn that title of Super Bowl champion?
Flash, da-da.
Yeah, that one feels a little strong. Ryan wrote in his email, awful bio, what a joke.
Regardless if he's working out there, he's tagging them in. He must be doing something with them because he's tagging them in the Instagram posts. I mean, either way.
They're still checking in on him or helping him or paying for him. I don't know. They're probably paying for him to work out.
Look what we have up on the screen already. Super Bowl champion Josh Gordon. Get out of here with that.
Technically he is.
Yeah, technically. Yeah. On a technicality. Yep, you're right. On a technicality, he is.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up? What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
With a tweet today, just after noon, he said, while the Patriots have not ruled out the franchise tag today, it likely won't be on kicker Steven Gostkowski. Source said he's not expected to be tagged, though obviously the team very much wants to bring their Pro Bowler back. This is a very confusing tweet. So when you say the Patriots have not ruled out the tag, but it likely won't be on the kicker, but your source is someone related to the someone close to the kicker or the kicker himself.
I don't think the kicker's getting tagged.
Okay, maybe not.
But what if they told the kicker's agent, hey, we can't tag him because we're tagging somebody else?
Maybe.
Potentially. We still have, what, two and a half hours till deadline? 4 o'clock?
So the Patriots have not ruled out the tag today. And if it's not the kicker, let's just play along with the premise that they haven't ruled out the tag, but they've ruled out tagging Gostkowski. Who is it? Is it Trey Flowers? Are they considering it?
Trent Brown? Trey Flowers?
Donovan Smith got tagged by the Bucks, the offensive tackle. I had never heard of him before.
I didn't either. I didn't
3 years,
either.
$41 million he just signed for before the tag deadline.
All right, so how much is the tag for
$27 million guaranteed.
How much is the tag for tackles?
It's around 14.
I think it's north of that. I thought it's 16, 17.
If they choose to tag a player and they tag Trent Brown over Trey Flowers, they're making a mistake.
But it's 1 year, $17 million. You got to pay Trent Brown while Brady's still here. Instead of doing 27 guaranteed or 30 or 40 guaranteed and a big deal. And maybe not.
Brady's only playing one more year?
You might. No, but I'm just saying. If you're going to go year to – if the mindset is year to year with Brady, reset every year, let's see how it is. Let's see how it is. Gronkowski. I think we're at the point with Gronkowski, Brady. Where you at? Where you at? You feeling good?
Trey Flowers is harder to replace than Trent Brown.
Offensive linemen as a whole, it's one number, $14 million.
I thought tackles were more.
$14 million.
Huh.
And what's the number for Trey Flowers on the tag? 17?
17.
Yeah. Give that tag to Trey Flowers if you're giving out a tag.
Defensive end, right? 17, yes.
Yeah. Yep. I'd give that tag to him.
Right.
Because you know why, Zo? You can talk about protecting Brady. Yeah. Protecting his blind side. Uh-huh. They pulled Trent Brown off off the trash heap in the NFL, getting him from San Francisco. They wanted nothing to do with him, and they turned him into a real player. They can do it again. And they have Isaiah Wynn.
It'd be nice to get
who they drafted with a first-round pick a year ago.
Yep.
Okay.
It'd be nice to get tagged because you get that big check, right? They give you that big check, or they send you that big check in the mail. Like, if you were home, you live in Quincy. If they sent you a big check, you have a mailbox attached to your house.
I have a mailbox attached to the front of the home.
That's interesting.
Where the mailman walks to the box.
Okay.
Does a great job.
See, I don't have
puts
that.
Puts the mail right into the mailbox, on the exterior of the home.
Yeah.
Within reach. You don't even have to step outside the door. You can reach out the door and get the mail out.
You have good selectmen in Quincy. That's nice.
Oh, we don't have selectmen. Oh, we're a city.
Oh, you're a city.
Yeah, we have city councilors.
We have selectmen and
very patriotic
in Rentham. You moved to Canton. How do you guys do it?
You've got those selectmen.
Mailbox. Somebody absolutely just T-bones or demolishes your mailbox. Do you fix it yourself?
At that level of negligence, there would be
a drunken plow guy.
There would be.
I imagine they'd be covered by your homeowner's insurance.
Why would my homeowners cover a mailbox? that I don't destroy it.
It's on your property.
Yeah, I hit your car. I back into your car. Guess who's paying me? Right?
No, your insurance.
Well, you'd call your insurance company.
You'd call your insurance.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to file a claim.
But just on the premise of what's right and what's wrong.
What's right and wrong?
Whoever it is that damaged that mailbox should be held responsible for the damages to
the mailbox. Well, it doesn't work that way in rent.
And that's, that's often the job of the insurance company to figure out who's responsible for those damages.
Sure.
See, I could
Petal was in a car accident, but as far as, I mean, not to get into specifics, but the insurance company is handling everything.
Yeah, I wouldn't even speak to their insurance
company. What's kind of cool?
They tried. Like, they wanted to talk to me. I said, no, thanks. I have my own insurance company. You could talk to them.
I got a big-ass Tahoe from, like, McGee Chevy down in Raynham. Like, if I put those big racks on the front, I could just ride around and run over mailboxes. I wouldn't be held liable.
How is your mailbox today?
Oh, there is none. I just stuck it in the snow where they could deliver the mail there all they want.
This is not the first time you've had a mailbox issue.
When the snow melts, you're screwed.
Oh, no. The mailbox will still be there.
So whoever's plowing the streets in Rentham, they can't be trusted.
Right. This isn't the first time.
The property damage to multiple homes on your street this week.
Yep. Three yesterday after 8 a.m. Several years ago. They took out eight in a row.
Eight.
It was just fun. It was
eight.
That was a fun night. Boom, 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 boom. All right down Comstock on the right. Yeah.
So. Eight mailboxes.
Yeah.
This time only three.
Yeah.
Only three.
Only three. Only three, because the guy next to me, I didn't drive down the street. I just saw the guy next to me.
So is that from the heavy snow hitting the box and breaking it?
No.
When they, you know, they use those big plows that shoot all that heavy snow and ice and then hits the box and breaks it?
No.
Is that how that works?
Nah, I have a nice sturdy one from a Walpole Woodworking.
So you think it's the blade of the plow itself?
Yeah. Because we really don't have a curb.
How is that even possible that high up?
What do you mean that high up?
I mean, how high is your mailbox?
I don't know, 3 feet.
Oh, okay, I guess, yeah.
3-4 feet.
It still feels pretty high. Well, unless it's a large plow.
It's off a bump, which is even more pissing me off, because the bump is raised off.
Where are you on the turn? I've heard that's important.
I'm not worried. The turn stuff's overrated. Unless you live on a cul-de-sac.
How much snow could be built up there?
First of all, Hardy and I have both been to Fred's house. He doesn't live on any turn. He lives on a street.
Listen, I'm just saying, if Fred had a mailbox on the street, which he doesn't, 5 feet snow and ice, that could knock a mailbox off the post.
I might just miss a turn on the way home and hit a mailbox.
You know, if we had to attach a dollar figure to your damage, what would you
going
to
solve anything?
What would you put your dollar figure at?
I don't have to fix it.
How much was the mailbox?
If it was installed, it would have been $1,000.
Or was it installed?
It was not. I bought it for $600 and installed it myself.
Okay, so it's a $600 mailbox.
Yeah. Holy Walpole Woodworkers. It's a nice $600. One. It's got nice trim on it. Nice.
So
box.
I got some info from an insurance source.
Oh, you do?
What's the insurance source say?
Oh, I go to CNS insurance.
Homeowners would cover it.
See?
Subject to the deductible, whatever your deductible is.
Oh, so that's money out of your pocket.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you want me to file a claim?
Did you get
it's
info
like a
on the plow? The insurance would try to get the money back from owner.
They won't give me the plow name or the company.
The town? Will not offer up that information?
Won't offer it up because I'd like to see where he gets his mail.
Oh, I think you should take this matter into the courts.
You want to take the plow guy's mailbox out?
A bunch of Pollocks.
Would you have like a lantern on top of that mailbox or something?
A lantern? No.
Well, I'm looking at the mailbox right now.
I'd like to know what your legal recourse is in all of this. I believe a lawsuit should happen. Maybe you should sue the town. Have you considered suing the town?
Here's the problem too. I got the heavy duty black. You could buy different. You could buy aluminum. You could buy heavy duty steel mailbox. I have the steel mailbox.
Still. It's not moving around
you
all the time.
Finish the segment.
Still.
I finished the other one. That call pissed me off today.
So they're not going to...
The town called and notified Zoe that it's the policy of the selectmen. Yeah. They have a policy in place.
We might have to have a new election.
We don't pay.
Somebody might be supporting somebody else's
election. We don't pay for damages. We don't reimburse anything.
Yeah. This
seems like a convenient policy.
You guys need auction items, right?
We just decided...
Guess who gets called for first auction item to raise money for school?
You have to understand, Mr. Zolak, is this has happened so often. We had to institute a policy.
The drunk a-hole probably took out 27 yesterday.
Where we do not reimburse people for their destroyed mailboxes. It would bankrupt the town. We simply can't.
So that's the policy of the selectmen. So maybe you need new selectmen.
I think that's the issue.
I think maybe you should consider running for office.
Might happen. No, I'll just support the next.
Do we have to give equal time to his opponent?
Yes, we do. That's a problem.
Sits next to
that's
all
a
day.
Problem. That's a bit of an issue. Equal time laws for political candidates.
Opening day for baseball.
You can't run for office and be on the radio.
Let me ask you something, Joe. If it is, in fact, the spray of the snow,
and not the plow that knocked it over. Is it within the realm of possibility that since you installed the mailbox yourself,
faulty install,
you did not do a very good job installing, and that is what caused the mailbox to essentially fail?
Zero chance. Because Rob from across the street came over, and he's got heavy-duty DeWalt tools, and I went on him.
His dad's like, a TV repairman. He's got a killer set of tools.
And he is badass, and he knows how to do stuff. He builds stuff, and he said, that sucker ain't going to. To the point, he goes, wow, this is nice. He said, I'm getting me one of these next year. And karma.
But he was waiting for his mailbox to get broken.
And it did. He goes, well, but it's time. Time now. He was hanging on to dear life.
Just saying, you didn't spring for the installation. You did it yourself.
I dug that. I had a pole digger, chipped away at it, scooped it up, put it on a pile, chip, dig it in, pinch it up, pull it up.
Yeah.
Like old school pole digger.
Yeah, I understand how those work. And then what'd you do?
Put it in. Put in some cement with the water. Mixed it up. You had the thing with the bubble.
The level?
The level. I had a 3-foot level. Got that sucker perfect, packed it in more, put some rocks in, put more dirt, more cement. That thing kept moving.
You know that when Zoe talks about this, all I can think of is like Barney Gumble as the plow king. Driving down the road.
They don't want this. They don't want this because I have time on my hands.
To compete with Mr. Plow.
Yeah, right. Taking out the mailbox.
I got too much time on my hands to do that. Because like, you're going to say you can't see my mailbox because of snow. So I went home yesterday and cleared some snow around the mailbox and put it back in the street.
Oh, you got them. You showed them.
Sure did.
You put the snow back into the street.
Yeah.
They come back and do anything about that?
No.
Oh, didn't think so.
No. Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Walk like an Egyptian.
I got good news for you, Zoe.
Hey.
Yeah. My buddy Steve in Michigan, who listens to the show every day, has sent me bunch of photos. You met him once, years ago, at the old place.
Oh.
Different ways of protecting your mailbox from the plow.
Gun.
There's like different barriers and stuff. So you build like little walls like that.
Yep.
See?
I've seen people... Actually, I know where I saw this. Out near UMass.
I'm thinking about putting a rock in front of it, like
UMass,
a boulder.
on Route 9.
You want to hit that boulder? Go ahead and hit it. See if it's your
I've seen people, they built like these that wooden walls in front of them, sometimes made out of like wooden pallets.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they then drive wooden stakes into the ground, like fence posts.
Like they're trying to kill a vampire mailbox.
They put like two fence posts into the ground, and then they put like a wooden pallet attached to them, like a piece of fencing. But something stronger than a fence.
I'll just put some boulders.
And then behind it is the mailbox.
Boulders. You wanna get close to the mailbox? You're gonna hit a boulder.
Yes.
Rip your plow.
Large.
Rip the front of your
but
truck.
Then the
it's
problem
not
is when the mail
do
truck
anything.
Tries to
it
get
is
there.
The spray of the snow.
Where are you getting a spray thing?
See, that's what I think it is
it's
too.
It's not the blade.
It's not the blade. It's too far off the road. It's too high up. They're not hitting it with the blade.
Too high up.
They're hitting it with the spray of the snow.
Yes.
Two up. Too high up.
Heavy slush, snow, ice, all of the above.
Yeah.
I got a tweet.
Faulty installation.
Somebody who's delivered Zoe's mail before.
Yeah, what do they say?
Says what he has what's known as rural free delivery, so the box has to be accessible from the road.
RFD.
Which it is.
If the post is down, no problem. Just prop it in the snow so the carrier can reach it.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Well, how come you didn't attempt at a repair?
Can't even get at it, really, because of how much snow there is.
So then obviously they didn't plow right up next to it if they're surrounded in snow. They didn't hit it with the blade.
I don't know 100% sure if they did. I don't.
If you can't get to it because it's buried in snow, then the blade did not come that close to it. It would have plowed the snow.
Let's not bury the lead here. Zoe lives in Mayberry. When they rebooted the Andy Griffith Show, it was called the Andy Griffith Show Mayberry RFD. Rural, what is it again, Jim? Rural what?
Yeah.
Rural farm delivery?
You get problems.
Rural free delivery.
Yeah.
I had turkey problems, I called Matt Light. We took care of that. You have woodpecker problems? Took care of that.
Woodpecker.
You live in Mayberry. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Get out of the sticks.
Every day I come home and you got one of those big-ass turtles coming across from the creek. Down over the hill, snapping turtle.
Were you afraid?
Dude, I caught. I got a ladder and I caught it in the middle of one of the rungs of the ladder and kept it there for the kids to see.
That's.
And I brought out a broomstick and I said, "Watch this!" And I put it near its face. That sucker clamped onto the broomstick and snapped.
Honey, bring me a ladder. Broom. I want to catch a turtle.
I'm like, imagine if that's your finger. No, I got a ladder to catch the turtle.
Max is in the truck. Hey, Max.
Bring me a pillow. Hey, I got to kill an owl.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up,
Joe? What's up, Max?
So I plow and work for the town of Holliston, and I'll tell you one thing. Yesterday's storm, there was so much snow that I took out a couple of mailboxes. It was coming off that plow hard.
How you feel about that?
And
so it was not your blade. You weren't hitting mailboxes. The snow is so heavy that it broke them.
Yes, yes. It was the snow. It wasn't the blade. It was the snow. And how I feel about it, so, I mean, yeah. I kind of feel bad, but what am I supposed to do, you know?
You're doing your job, right? Do your job, Matt.
I'm doing my job.
That's
and
right,
I'm
buddy.
To push everything back to the curbs. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, I appreciate right, that. Thanks for adding to
the
right, show,
we've
Matt.
Heard the other side of this.
Max.
Yeah, well, what do you want me to do? I got to clean the streets. Yeah, I'm supposed to
job.
Plow.
Do your job.
Doing my job. And
I just wish Steve Cooper was the mailbox. That's all.
Eric and Swampscott. Eric.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Good. Good.
Hey, Zolak, my in-laws live in Rentham, and they've lost a ton of mailboxes on the main street there, man.
Yeah. I think it's a problem. I mean, I put it on Facebook, and I got a lot of responses.
What do you think the selectmen's policy on this should be?
I have no idea, but I can tell you this. The town will replace the mailbox.
Oh, no, they won't.
That's not true.
Not anymore, they won't.
We've heard from the town today.
Yep, town called today.
Yep. Sounded like a lovely voice on the other end of the line, but she had to deliver some bad news on behalf of the selectmen.
Well, they've been dealing with these faulty installations for so long, and the town doesn't want to be on the hook for people don't know how to put their mailboxes in.
Lacrosse is coming. You got this fundraiser.
They also don't want to be on the hook, Hardy.
A lot of spring sports fundraisers coming.
They also don't want to be on the hook when someone decides to spend $600 on a mailbox.
It's
why? Because I don't want to beautify my yard? Check it out, Walpole Woodworkers.
Dumbass.
You know, back when people would spend like $50 or $100, they'd say, oh, you know what, okay, let's be reasonable. But now they got these boutique,
You should see the latch on the black
Jack
mailbox.
Off over there on Comstock Drive has dropped $1,000.
You'd love
on the mailbox.
It actually has a plastic tray that slides out.
That's fine.
That to put the mail on, you could slide the tray right back in.
Listen to me. Are you going to withhold monies from the town sports teams because of this mailbox incident? Because that didn't go unnoticed. You said lacrosse is coming up. This is coming up. What? You're not gonna participate
gonna
now. You're gonna hurt the kids.
No, they'll pay
because you don't know how to put
my
a mailbox
kids will make their payment. They'll make their payments.
Well, how much additionally do you donate each season?
Depends what they need, what they ask for. Usually, it's pretty nice stuff. That's all I'm saying. It's nice of them to call back. You heard the tone of it.
Mike is in Connecticut. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I was just listening to you, and I would just drove through the highways and byways up here in eastern Connecticut, and the people, they take their mailbox protections to a level you have not seen.
You know what time I'm home? 3. I get home at 3. I can make a potato gun.
Oh, it's these people put up large pieces of plywood.
Yep. What are you going to do with the potato gun, may I ask?
Sit outside with a deck chair.
And
just wait.
Who are you going to hit with the potato gun?
Who are you going to hit, guy?
Maybe. Depends if he hits my mailbox.
He's not hitting
I'm not
gonna,
I'm
He's not,
gonna,
not coming
snow
back.
Snow is hitting your mailbox. Yeah. You going to aim it at the sky? Hit the clouds
I might come
for
to
snowing?
Canton. I might come to Canton. Just sit outside your house. How about that?
Fine.
We'll see what kind of garage doors you have.
Jim, do you have the TMZ Sports tweet up that you just referenced during the break? TMZ Sports tweeted out, just to reiterate what's going on with Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
He, as they tweeted, he is not throwing in the towel on his NFL career, is working with a former Olympian at Numa Speed in Florida, the place that is pictured in his Instagram post from yesterday.
Yeah, Tim Montgomery. Former sprinter, Olympic sprinter. Several hours a day, 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Working on speed and power.
That's nice.
Is what he's doing. So he wants to come back. He wants to come back a better player than he was. But there will still be questions. Nick and Amherst on Josh Gordon. Nick. Real nice.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up? How's Amherst?
What's up, Joe? It's good. I was just wondering in regards to Josh Gordon, maybe the reason why Tom's taking a liking to Josh might be because the tight end might not be there next year. Wondering what you guys think about that.
Could be.
It's good. Good point.
Needs to have guys.
Adds to it. I think there's a lot of uncertainty right now among many of the positions. Really, you only got it's Edelman.
I wonder if Brady is fearful.
Got Edelman.
Is he fearful that the team will not address the need at receiver?
Or it might go past them. They might have their eye on somebody, and somebody else could snag them. There's no guarantees here.
That
it could be Golden
too.
Tate. Could be somebody. Brady might know that they were in on the Odell Beckham trade, and they couldn't pull it off. This is all in play here. There's only one thing I think I could pretty much guarantee you. Dwayne Allen will be back. They love Dwayne Allen. They didn't cut him because they don't like him. Guy's been working out every day. Guy's a workout nut. Good blocker, good backside tight end is a two or a three.
Too much money.
They're going to lower that money, and he's going to come back at a much lower number. Dwayne Allen will be back at some point.
He's got interest from at least four other teams.
Well,
he's in Baltimore. He'd be perfect for that run game with Lamar Jackson.
Oh, he'd kill people. Yeah.
So he's checking out other teams already, right?
Yeah, Baltimore and the Bills today and tomorrow, I think.
See, so that's why.
Well, Baltimore's built on a rock-solid foundation.
I'm just not sure that he is coming back. It's not one of those handshake agreements. It's not one of those.
Well,
he's testing the market. He's going to other teams. He's taking visits.
Well, I think that's his right. You know,
of course.
I got released. I got to do my deal. Take a shot at it. If you want me back, give me a number.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's
all right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. If your doctor recommends losing weight there, take their advice and get your consultation at any of the five Awaken 180 locations.
All right, to the takeaways we go. Zella, I'm not playing this because I know it's funny or know that it's wrong. I genuinely want to re-listen to something. A question you had for Billy Jaffe.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the question was, but Billy Jaffe knew.
Yeah, because I was asking him something about Achari. That there was something that Cassidy told Toucher and Rich about how it came to be that he was going to play that night.
Okay, let's hear it. Because when I heard this live, I said to Jim, I go, I'm not sure I know what he just asked. I don't know what Billy's about to say. And then Billy fired away with an answer, so he knew what you were saying.
Yeah.
I want to hear this again.
What's it say for guys like Achari? And, you know, you heard Cassidy today, and maybe you didn't, but what TNR, he said, he came in that day when the face got split, and they told him, he's going to be in the chair for probably about 5 hours, wouldn't expect him to play. Cassidy said, we actually got good news. His mouth was worse than what we first thought, which means, okay, we're just going to take these teeth out, move a couple around, stitch it up, and he was able to go the next day. What's it say for a team that has that type of toughness? And I know it's hockey, but I mean, it doesn't resonate on paper,
but
kid's type.
Legit question.
Yeah, they asked him about a chair.
It was about toughness. Yeah. I got lost in there, and I'm like, wait, what are we talking about?
Like, we expect Bergeron to do it. We expect Char to do it. Like, Char gets hit in the head with the puck the other day.
I get it. What does it say about the team to have that type of toughness?
It was 35 seconds long. That's why you got it.
The Scott Cordici question of the week.
That's 35 seconds long?
That's a question to get in and out.
And I agree with Zoe. It's
Char tough?
It's interesting to talk about because it is tough, but then you kind of answer your own question at the end of it.
I
it's
know.
Like, but, you know, it's hockey, and that's what these guys
do. Yeah, most guys would play on that through that in hockey. There are guys that wouldn't, though. There are some.
I just thought it was
so
cool.
So you still get some credit.
Cassidy said, we actually got worse news on his mouth, which led him to eventually play.
Right.
They told him he was going to be in a chair for 4 or 5 hours. We thought we were going to fix the teeth. Once we got in there, the teeth were so bad.
They realized they're going to need more surgery, more
oral
surgery.
Let's just stitch it up.
Well, we're just going to take them out and give them some implants or something. I don't know what they do.
Stitch your mouth up and then go play tomorrow night. And then the kid said, well, I took the Percocets and that like the day of, but I didn't take any last night. I felt better. I'm ready to go. Put me in. Okay. Tough team. Then you get the Celtics.
The toughness. Speak to the toughness of the team. Okay.
You get Gordon Hayward meeting with a psychology coach. I can't go to the rim anymore.
All right, so there's that. Moving on. Zoe and Barb today. Oh, Barbara and Beverly.
Good dog talk.
Frequent caller to the show.
Felgard like this.
Went on and on and on about dogs.
Yep. So I didn't hear you say you had a golden retriever last time I called.
I did have a, I still have that guy, that dog.
How old is he?
He's six. He's Bentley.
What color?
He is white. He's an all-white English lab. I mean, English golden retriever.
So he must be big.
He's a big boy.
Mine is too. He's 92. He's 12 years old, though.
Okay, Bentley's not that old. He's still rambunctious.
Yeah, he is too. He still thinks he's true.
He always takes my socks. Like, he always takes my socks.
Oh, yeah, they're thieves. They wait around for my slippers.
They love holding stuff in their mouth and falling asleep, just like securing. Yeah, it's cute.
They don't hurt it, though. So
no.
But anyway, I wanted to get to the football thing.
Real quick, they call those soft mouth retrievers. Yeah. Where they
try to get you on track.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they won't kill the animal. They'll bring an animal to you, but they won't kill it.
Oh, yeah. I know. He's done that.
Aren't they already dead when they retrieve the animal?
They'll bring the,
No.
No, he actually saved a rabbit in our pool.
Yeah, they do do that. They do.
Puts it on the ground. Yeah.
Yeah.
He did. He
that kept going.
The rabbit.
That wasn't over there. That continued. I left the room. I said, you know what? You finished the segment.
We may have stumbled upon the worst smell on the planet, though. Dog breath mixed with Zoe's feet. A dog that'll pick up Zoe's socks and carry him around in his... That might be number one Earth.
Worst ones are when he takes them outside and they get wet from the rain or the snow.
Oh,
and he brings it back in.
Wow. Hardy came across some a cappella vocals of Under Pressure, David Bowie, Freddie Mercury, and mixed it with our singing from a couple days ago.
Gets me high, high, high.
Da, 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 da.
Gets me high, high, high.
Da, 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 da.
Tomorrow.
You know what's funny?
Okay.
Who are you more when you came away from that? Though, who are you more impressed? Are you more impressed with Bowie or Eddie?
They're both really impressive.
I mean,
I just think Freddie Mercury is far superior vocally to David Bowie. But I love them both. Mm-hmm. I think they're both great.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
And we really
chipping around, kick my brains around the floor.
And some of the lyrics that we sort of uncovered and rediscovered in that song are so senseless.
These are the days, it never rains, but it pours.
It never rains, but it pours. That was fun. Thank you for the forced fun today, Jim.
Yeah, Jim, sorry.
Forced fun at 11:50.
Normally we don't like it, but today it was.
Okay.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
All right, more force fun next.
Felger
mask.
Bye.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.